Chapter 16. Courage. Smoker. Garp was the one who told him that he should apply for the Loguetown position. Smoker didn't get why. "It's the weakest sea," he had protested. "Everyone knows no real dangers come from there now." It certainly wouldn't look good on his record. But his words had been silenced by a single glare from Garp, and a sudden influx of memories inside his head. Goldie Roger. Silver's Rayleigh. Monkey D. Garp. Dragon. Smoker goes to the sea that birthed the world's worst monsters, and swallows his protests. His arrival across the calm belt is shuddering, as if slime is sinking into his veins and stretching his skin apart and back together again. He hates it, but the feeling doesn't go away. The faces and fangs in the corners of his eye never really do either. Loguetown is different. In Loguetown, there are no other new recruits from beyond the east. In Loguetown, there's a funeral pyre scorched into the earth, and a perpetual stain scoured and burned into the ground. In Loguetown, there are little boys and girls who do not blink, and those who do with far too many eyes, and the strangest presence of unwelcome echoing about in his footsteps. His second-in-command salutes him, reminding Smoker he has a place here despite the echoing darkness after each footstep, even as Tashigi towers above him from a height just below his chin. Smoker takes all the courage he can and attempts to wrangle the sea into submission. When he leaves, he can breathe again, like he hasn't been able to in years, and wonders what would have happened if he stayed.